It's the Podcast the News Show, where the editors of podcasternews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
This is Jen Thorpe, and you are listening to Podcaster News, episode number 16. And today, I have brought with me another woman who podcasts, as I tend to do. And today, I'm here with Lady Emma. Hello, Lady Emma.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm doing really good. It's a day before a very long weekend.
Oh, that's always nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Especially if you don't have to work that long weekend.
I definitely don't. I'm in an office, so we're closed on Monday and Friday.
Oh, wow. What a perfect way to, you know, end a week.
Oh, holy. It's been one of those busy weeks, too. So it's like your employers just give you all the work and you're like, I don't have time for this.
But at least you made it through. You
know? I did.
You did. Okay, well, we're going to get started with anyone who's listened to Podcaster News before and has heard me do interviews is going to hear some of the same questions, but it's interesting because everyone comes up with different answers, so it's always unique. So I'm going to start with the first one. So, Emma, when did you start podcasting, and what has your podcasting experience been from that point until now?
Well, I was actually a guest on World of Warcraft Well Read probably over a year ago around February, and it was kind of my foot in the doorway because I was always kind of curious. I listened to them. So that was like my first guest appearance. And then about last summer, a person knew I watched anime, and he's like, well, I'm starting up an anime podcast. Would you like to, you know, be a host? And I'm like, I would love to. So I was on a host for an anime podcast, and that one was short-lived. I think we only had 4 episodes because my co-host decided she really wasn't into it.
You know, a lot of podcasts end that way. They end before 10 episodes because people just aren't that into it. So that happens.
Yep, it totally does. And my experience, for the most part, has been really great until I got on to All Things Azeroth and started reading reviews.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I got a little sad because they're not nice. There's a lot of mean people out there. And I'd be totally okay if it was like positive criticism saying, hey, you have these issues. Why don't you try this and see if this improves? No, it's more like, yeah, we don't like you. Stop. And it was very hurtful. And I have to say, Medros from All Things Azeroth was really supportive. He's like, you know what? If I listened to every bad review, I would have stopped years ago. We do the podcast for ourselves, for fun, and help, you know, inform people what's out there.
And I can see where it would be hard to hear a lot of negative type of reviews, especially if they're not, like, critical in terms of, like you were saying, like, here, correct this, or this could be better, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If they're just mean, they're useless anyway, you know?
Exactly. And I started making jokes how I should, you know, respond to each person and give them a, like, criticize their comment of saying, hey, if you did this with your comment, it would have seemed so much better, and just criticize their horrible comments.
You'd be grading their comments like a teacher or something.
Exactly.
Here's improvement for you. You know? That'd be interesting. I wonder what that would generate, though.
Exactly. Probably like a whole form of more trolling and a horribleness.
It's possible. It's possible. Yeah. Sometimes I think people just want attention, and they'll take negative attention if it's all they can get.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I started making jokes and then kind of stopped reading the reviews. So if you don't read the reviews, you're usually kind of okay. And as long as people keep listening to it, then I think it's good.
That sounds good. Yeah. If you have listeners, then people are enjoying it. You know, whoever it is, they're enjoying it. If they're, you know, they're here, they're listening, they're, you know, actually giving you feedback, like answering questions from the show and things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's always good, you know?
And we get quite a few emails on All Things Azeroth. We also, you know, not trivia questions, but a question of the week, people do answer it. So that means people are listening to the show.
They are. That's true. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, we're doing it for ourselves and informing people. And like how I got listening to podcasts was I'm at work, don't have time to read these articles. And so I listen to podcasts to see what's coming up.
That's a good way to do it. I've heard that a lot of people do listen to podcasts while they're at work.
Mm-hmm. Or driving to work.
Commuting, yeah, back and forth. I've heard that too. Mm-hmm.
So, and there's all different types out there. I think my sister listens to support ones.
Support, like emotional support, or
just, you know, like, I know she has kids, so stuff to do with that. Probably a little bit about, you know, positive about who you are. And
okay, that sounds good. I was wondering what that meant. You know, support could mean tech support too. I was wondering.
True.
You know?
True.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to a question that I think you may have already answered in a way. My second question was, what inspired you to become a podcaster? Would that be the anime podcast?
That was the anime podcast that got me to do my, well, not my own, but be part of an actual podcast. But what inspired me to be a podcaster is, one, I love talking. Who doesn't love talking? And, you know, if I can inform people about things, why not? And have fun with it.
That's a really good thing. Yeah, I've noticed that everyone that I've interviewed that is a podcaster enjoys talking. It seems to be something we all have in common. So that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of anime did the short-lived podcast go over?
Well, I talked a lot about Pokemon.
Okay. Yeah, good.
I just got, like, was playing Pokemon XY, got back into it, and started playing it. So I was telling them, like, where I am on how many Pokemon I still have in my Pokedex. And so I was talking about that. And then there would be a few shows that I watch on Netflix to inform people about those. Some mangas, like, kind of just a broad coverage. And then I live in Vancouver, BC, so I would tell people about the conventions that were coming up. So if people want to get tickets, or if they live close by, or they want to come visit.
It sounds really informative, yeah. You know, like a wide range of things. That's pretty cool. It's kind of sad it didn't continue past 4. It might have been good.
Well, the editor person, he is still trying to find me a co-host.
Oh, okay, good. It may have a revival.
It's an ongoing thing, but it has to be a female. That's one of the things, because it's called Anime Girls.
Okay, yeah. Should be a female then, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, the females that are probably really into it just don't have time to podcast.
That, you know, podcasting does take a lot of time. And that is that is what kills some podcasts, is people's lives change, their jobs change, you know, whenever they have kids now or something. And they just simply don't have the time that they used to have, you know, before when they started. So that, yeah, it's the time thing that's kind of a thing. If you get that one going, let me know, and maybe we can bring you back or do something like that.
I will let you know.
And I also wanted to ask, you know, my other question I ask people is, what podcasts are you involved in right now? And you mentioned All Things Azeroth. So what video game does that cover?
That All Things Azeroth covers World of Warcraft. And it's a multiplayer online game. Everyone's probably heard of it, just like EverQuest. And best way to explain it is, you're a little person and you're trying to make a big difference in your, like, the virtual world, where you're trying to save it from whatever evil.
It's a really good explanation. That's a really good one. That's really what it is. I think people have heard of World of Warcraft because it's one of the most popular ones. It's making a lot of money. But that's a good explanation for people who have never played, you know, exactly what it is. So what kinds of things about World of Warcraft do you guys cover on the show?
We cover any type of news that we can come across. We'll talk about any new mounts that are coming in game, our pets, holiday events. I try my best covering as much lore as I can. I'm still a little bit of a noob on it because I don't always have the time to read the books. So, and there's actually a good site called Audible where you can actually download some of the books so you can listen to it. So a book on tape, pretty much.
That would be great for people's commutes and things like that while they're working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you listen to podcasts, that's a great site to get books and all that. Then there's a good website, Blizzard Watch, which covers some of the World of Warcraft things, and that's where we're getting a lot of our articles now.
Oh, that's good. I was hoping you guys incorporated that, because I know that's a fairly, sort of a fairly recent site with a lot of people with a ton of experience writing about that sort of thing. And I was hoping that they would get a lot of attention from podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Well, we always went to Anne Stigney, Know Your Lore, for trivia questions. Mm-hmm. And I now come up with the trivia questions, which is not an always an easy thing because you have to read the article and then pull out either a question out of there or tie to it or just pull it out of somewhere. So I like to kind of read the article and I'm like, okay, last article was, what was it about? It was about Garrosh. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I have to figure out something about him or his storyline and make it into a trivia question.
And that's kind of tricky on its own, just making up trivia questions in general, but mm-hmm. you're doing better than I would. I have played WoW. I've played since Vanilla. I really am incredibly casual with it, and I'm sure I wouldn't know anywhere near the amount of lore in World of Warcraft that you guys know.
Well, like I said, what I usually do is I'll probably have like 4 or 5 websites open up about that subject matter and seeing how it links together.
That seems like so much. It's just so much.
It is. Or I'll kind of vaguely remember a quest line thing. And I'm like, okay, I know there's an item there. I don't remember what the item's called. So I'll search it up and like, okay, that's the item name. And I'll make that the trivia question. See how many people can remember the quest line.
That's pretty cool. And then your for those that haven't been to listening to All Things Azeroth, how do you do the, what you've given the question, and how do people give you the answers?
All right, we do have a live chat room, and so I'll give people warning that I'm going to be broadcasting the trivia question, and the warning will state that you will have to put it in chat what the answer is. Don't PM or whisper me or anything. It has to be in the live chat.
And then you just go through and find whoever's got the answer?
Pretty much. The first one to get the right answer or the answer close enough to what we're looking for. Because there's times I've made them a little too tough and you're waiting and waiting and someone will be very close. And we'll usually pick that one.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah. And while we wait, I'll try and go into the lore as much as I can.
That makes sense. Yeah, it does. I've been part of the show in the past, peripherally. I used to moderate the chat room. So I do remember people throwing things into the trivia question into the chat and watching people like spell the character name 100 different ways, hoping that they're closest and you know, things like that. So
I'm not too picky on spelling. If you're close enough and I can read it and I can kind of figure it out, I'm a little bit more lenient. Medros, he's a little bit more, wants it perfect.
So you guys have to find a balance in there somewhere.
Exactly. And then I think Medros finally stopped asking which door people to pick because I kept on telling everyone to pick door 42.
Oh. And then that would be the prize behind it? Is that how that's done?
No. Well, that was the whole theme originally. Pick door 1 to 4 type thing.
And okay.
I'm throwing 42 and he's like, if anyone picks 42, they're not getting their prize.
That's such a geek number, too, you know?
No.
Fits right in. Now, when did you start podcasting on All Things Azeroth?
I started in October. Ro was leaving.
Okay.
His life kind of got topsy-turvy, and he needed a break from it. And so to replace Ro, he got me and Fandeth, which are both play Warlocks. Just to replace Ro, who is also a warlock.
So he brought 2 warlocks to replace 1.
Exactly. And what's funny is I have the Alliance warlock. Fandeth is the Horde warlock.
So 1 from each side.
1 from each side. So we got the 2 different point of views. Like, I think any show about World of Warcraft should have 1 on Horde and 1 on Alliance. Because the storyline is completely different.
It's very different. Like I said, I don't do endgame stuff. I've got tiny little characters, but I've played both sides. And even just like, you know, sometimes World of Warcraft will have what they call a world event, which is like a holiday thing, lasts for a short period of time. And it's got some simple quests people can go do on either side. And they are very different if mm-hmm. you started with Alliance and did that one, or if you did the Horde side. They are very different. So I think that's a good point to have both sides represented on there.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, for me, I have tried to play Horde, and their storyline is great, but it's all over the place, all over the map. So it's like you'll go to 1 quest hub, and you'll get 5 different quests, and they're going to just send you anywhere. And then you go to that place, pick up that one quest or hand that one in and get another one. And then it sends you five more different places.
And you're not noticing that with the Alliance?
No, I find the Alliance is a straightforward. It's like you go here, and then from here, we'll give you five quests in this one little area that you have to do, and you'll come back. We'll give you another quest to go somewhere else. You do those five quests there, and then that will send you to another place.
So your whole experience would be totally different in the game, depending on which side you played.
Mm-hmm. Huge. But if you want lore, you kind of have to play both sides.
Yeah, I would think so. Or do a whole lot of reading and somehow keep that in your head, which is beyond me, personally.
And Signe and Matt Rossi, listening to them talk about lore, it's just like, wow, how do you keep all this information in?
It's like they live there. You know,
exactly.
I mean, they sound like natives talking about their world. I mean, and I mean this in the best way. They really do know so much stuff about the storyline of the game and the background of the game and things that you as a player might not come across that are in, you know, various things in the books and the comics and, you know, different things.
Well, even like a quest line it seems like it has nothing to actually do with the main story will play a part and you don't even realize it. And they'll just blurt it out. It's like, well, do you remember when we did this? It was to help towards this.
It's so like, they connect the dots for everyone.
Yeah.
What's it like working? Is it different for you working with before you were working with just one person on the podcast and now you're working with two people? How is that significantly different for you or does it feel the same?
With the one podcast, I had a lot more say. I kind of took control. And you'll hear me and Medros actually argue a lot on all things Azeroth.
Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing, depending on, you know, how it's going.
Exactly. I'm actually banned from saying Raphion for about a month, because I'm a Raphion supporter.
Okay, so what is Raphion for those that don't play?
Okay, Raphion is a black dragon whelpling. His father is technically evil, and Raphion was saved from the corruption by the Red Dragonflight.
Okay, so he's a character in the game, but not a player.
Not a player.
Okay.
And the problem with him is people, because they associate black dragons as evil dragons in the game, because they're all corrupted, they keep forgetting that he was saved from that corruption. But he's kind of a manipulator in a way where he convinces people to do things and he says it's for the greater good.
And they all go, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And my argument is we probably wouldn't be doing the stuff he's asking if we already didn't have these ideas in our head and we should take, you know, basically take responsibility for our own actions instead of blaming him.
So you can't just say Raphion made me do it and call this good, then. Is that the argument?
That's pretty much. And they're saying, well, he's paying all these people to do these horrible, evil things, and he's collecting these things so he can, you know, take havoc. And I'm like, no, no, he's trying to save us.
So it sounds like an interesting, you know, argument about, you know, situations within Azeroth, within the, you know, World of Warcraft video game that you guys get into. And that's a lot to me. That kind of thing is more interesting than just having someone literally just sort of read the news.
Exactly. And we like certain articles, we do give our opinions and all that. And I think our last show, we were really lacking news. So we started getting some Diablo and Hearthstone in there.
And these are other games made by the same company, Blizzard Entertainment, right?
And that usually when we get other games in there is because we're running out of news.
Well, it's understandable. We've done that on Soulstone sometimes too. You know?
It's like, hey, let's see what this other game's doing.
Right. And we all play, well, we don't all play all the other games, but each of us plays at least some of the other games made by the same company. So it just kind of works out.
Yeah, usually when it's talking about the other games, I'm like, I don't have much to say about it. It looks pretty.
Well, that'll work, you know.
That'll work. And I feel so bad. I'm like, I can't give you guys any more.
Well, whatever you have, you know? And that's the great thing about when you have several people on a podcast. You can kind of carry each other through things, you know?
Yeah, which is great. And, like, Medros and Vandeth both play Diablo, so they'll talk about that, and they can feed off of each other, where I'm like, I tried to play it. And I would love to play it, but I'm one of those people, I want someone else to do the work while I enjoy the lore.
Okay. For the lore with that one, it's really in, like, the books. It really is.
All right.
And so one of them is on Audible. So only one. So they do have that there if you want to listen. There's only one. It's definitely in the books, and I think that makes it difficult to get all the lore together.
It is. When Diablo 3 first came out, and you could have people in your group, and it kind of equal out the enemies, but not quite. So if you still did a lower area, it'll just make it a little bit tougher.
Right.
But the problem with that is if my friends are trying to just speed right through it and I'm trying to get the lore, anytime you pick up a book and they close the book on their end, it would close it on mine.
Oh, how long ago was this?
This is when it came out, so...
Okay, it might have changed because, well, we'll get into that on another podcast, I think. But in any case, I have one more question for you that I ask everyone that I interview. And it's a simple question that can be as hard or as easy as you'd like the answer to be. And that question is, what words of wisdom do you have for women who are thinking about starting their own podcast?
Don't read reviews.
This is wise. This is wise.
Yes, you want to hear the positive and all that. I actually got a positive Twitter message earlier today, and that brought my experience with podcasting, but the reviews on, like, I read it off of iTunes are horrible. There's so many trolls out there. And especially if you do any gaming podcasts, they're the worst.
So don't read the reviews.
Reviews. Or you get someone else to read the reviews and get them to filter it out and give you the ones that are positive criticism. So yeah, it's going to criticize you, but it's going to do it in a way where you can learn from it.
That's a very good idea. Mm-hmm. I had not thought of having someone filter it for you. So that, that's a really good idea there. I think that would help a lot of people too.
It does, because those reviews can be so hurtful and so mean, and it's not a good experience, and it actually makes people not want to continue.
And I can see where that would happen. I see this a lot on I'm on Twitter a lot, and I follow some people who are, well, women that are involved in gaming or in tech, and they, to make a long story short, have talked about how frustrating and upsetting it can be to have a pile of troll-like, angry, negative commentary continuously appearing. Yeah. So it makes sense. Have someone filter it for you and don't read it yourself. Okay. I think that works out very well. And I think that we're probably over our about 15-minute time limit here. So I think maybe we should wrap this up and bring you back another time if your other podcast gets going or if something else cool happens.
Sounds great. Yeah,
so let's end this by, if you would like to, let people know where they can find you online.
All right. You guys can find me on Twitter at @lady_Emma. Or you can email me. I have two different emails. One is lady0emma@gmail.com or emma@allthingsazeroth.com.
Okay, and I'll put those into the show notes to make that really easy for people to find you and also to find All Things Azeroth. And that's going to wrap this up. So this has been Podcaster News episode number 16. And you can find Podcaster News online at podcasternews.com. We're also on Twitter at Podcasting News. And you can find me on Twitter at Queen of Haiku. And that'll wrap it up for now. And next time I'll bring another woman in podcasting for you to listen to as I interview.